We're in the first break of the evening of Culture Code, and I'm with Naomi Atkinson, who's just got up and done a talk. You're a designer.
I am.
What else do you do? Developing?
I do front-end code, but I tend not to do it for my clients so much. I do it for myself. But client-wise, I usually get someone who's extremely passionate about front-end code.
From your talk, you sound like you work with quite a lot of people, a lot of collaborating going on.
Yeah, I do. I work for myself. I run a small studio called Nomex and Design. But in actual fact, everyone on the team who's on the small team that's there on the website, we all work for ourselves. So, and we tend to work and collaborate with all sorts of different people across the web, depending on the size of the project, depending on the needs of the project. And we really enjoy that because it keeps us free to be able to work on whatever we want and collaborate in whichever way we need to. Yeah, it's good.
So are you fluent in both arts and culture and technology?
I wouldn't say so. I would love to say that I'm fluent in arts and culture. Always been a budding artist, always have my pencils at hand and sketchbook. But to be honest, it's an ideal kind of scenario for those two things to be related for me. I do quite a bit of illustration as well. So, you know, I love that world, but I don't ever really seem to get to be able to mix the two in terms of, you know, web design and branding and that kind of thing alongside all of the arts and culture kind of world. So this is a fantastic event.
So tonight you're addressing, I guess, mainly geeks.
Yes. So I was told. I think there's plenty of geeks in the audience, which is good. And my main kind of message today was, or I hope that my main message came across as that, you know, let's try and kind of think on a larger scale. Like, is there a way in which we can help more than one organization at a time rather than just one, to really, really help boost the whole arts and culture scene in the Northeast and hopefully nationally as well?
Jamie Oliver featured quite heavily in your presentation. Are you a fan?
I am a fan of Jamie, but to be honest, I haven't watched any of his shows. I don't even particularly like cooking. But he's kind of one of these people who you see time and time and time again, and you see doing really, really positive, encouraging things, whether you like him or not, bless him. I know that a lot of people don't. But there's no real reason for them not to. I mean, he's doing good things. He's making real movements in educating the people around him that wouldn't usually think about cooking. About what he does and the benefits of it, and that's what I was trying to get across, that what we should be doing with arts and culture kind of organizations that are here and that we meet, we should be really making the most of the connections that we make and really try and help educate and promote their services further.
He's, apart from the huge list of businesses that you showed Jamie was kind of connected to, which I didn't realise he was that astute, I guess he's got people doing a lot of it for him, but for me, I think of him as quite an activist. Are you saying we need more activists in this field?
I do believe that, yeah. We are very good at shouting about ourselves to each other and within our own industry, but we're not very good, or certainly in my experience, we're not very good at shouting about it outside of our industry. We're not particularly good at educating the general public or the any kind of client that we work with. We get so much more out of it if we actually try and educate that client rather than just doing the work for them and saying, here you go. I do think we do need more activists in the industry.
So in some cases, many people are thinking if we build it, they will come, rather than come and check this out. Actually, we really think you'll like what we're doing here.
In what sense? If we were to build something to help them, they
yeah,
come.
If we think about the collaboration between geeks and the arts and culture sector, which is what Culture Code is all about, how do we maintain this conversation outside of temporary bridges that are built around projects?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and I think a lot of it does depend on us and our enthusiasm, which is kind of what I was trying to portray. It's really important that we stay in contact with these people and that we prove to them just how much it can help their business and their organisation. If we don't prove that through this, then we're not going to keep their attention. And we're only going to keep their attention by helping them and them seeing some sort of shift or difference from it. So that's kind of why we need to just try really hard and show off.
Show off and show as many case studies as we can fit in.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you very much. And I I think a lot of people will definitely take the passion away that you've shown and the enthusiasm. And if we can be passionate and enthusiasm, then we're halfway there, aren't we?
We are indeed, we are. Thank you.